episode 564, The Art of Movement.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, beautiful ladies. Bye. You are looking absolutely splendid today. I pray that your energy is soaring high in the sky and that your enthusiasm for life is overflowing and it's just full. You're just full today, full of grace, full of love. It's you. And I'm so excited that you're here because today is Power Pack Wednesday. Yes, where we talk what? Nutrition and fitness. And today it's all about the art of movement. We're going to really get into movement. And if you're like, I'm not sure what this is, you want to stay tuned because I don't want you to think that this doesn't apply to anybody. It applies to all of us. And it's really simplifying what we need to do within our fitness. And it's going to be a really different strategy, a different twist. So stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm absolutely thrilled that you're here. Delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. You can sign up for the Kisses newsletter. It comes out at least once a week. And no, I will not spam you. I will just send you lots of joy and many kisses. Okay, with all of that, we have got to jump in because this could be a long episode. If you haven't noticed, our Power Pack Wednesdays are just that. They are power packed. We have lots of information, and this one is the art of movement. Life can be static. We can be so still. We can think we're moving, but we really aren't. The art of movement is essential in living out your dreams, your passion, and your purpose. As a human being, you are created to move. But with the blessings of innovations, and we love innovations, don't we? Movement has been erased from our daily activities. That's kind of depressing, actually. Because when you think about the art of movement is no longer there, it's gone. Well, it is essentially gone. And that's what we're going to talk about here. We're going to break it down a little bit. The art of movement was something way back when that was brought about from the essentials to living. Food, shelter, clothing, water, eventually trade. We take all of that for granted now. Why? Because of convenience. We fast forward to now, what do you have? You have convenience. Convenience has stifled the art of movement. We aren't moving. And this progression of convenience occurring over the years has led to the fitness industry being born. Why is it that we took the essentials to living and now we're stuck that we're trying to figure out the art of movement again? God already made that simple for us. We were created as a being to move. But we don't move anymore. Why don't we move? Well, we sit down to do our jobs. Some of you may have a standing desk and that's awesome. We even have the convenience now of our food. We don't have to go and gather our food before we cook it. It's just right there in the refrigerator. We have to only take 4 steps. Have you counted how many steps from your sink to your refrigerator? It's not that many. If you were to sit there and take a pedometer and figure out how much you walk just cooking a meal, let's say dinner, because dinner we consider is probably the most elaborate meal that we eat or the biggest meal we eat of the day. Or for us women, it's the biggest meal that we actually fix because it's for the whole family. How many steps are you really taking? I guarantee you not very many. You would be astonished at how little steps that you actually take. You're not. The art of movement is almost, I mean, it's fading. It's no longer. And it's been taken over by this whole industry called fitness. And what does that do to our minds when we see our busyness and we see our schedule and you're like, I'm supposed to put what in where? I don't have time for that. There's no way I can fit it in. I've got my kids going here. I'm going here. I'm working on I'm trying to do this online business and it's driving me crazy because I want to be a stay-at-home mom. So I'm kind of caught between an entrepreneur, a mother, and a wife, and oh my goodness, I'm aging as I'm listening to you. Are those your days sometimes? And you think, and now I got to think about the art of movement, that that's something that I have to have. But we hear it as fitness. We hear it as exercise, which means what? Work. I already work enough. You already gave me your whole schedule. So I want you to think and take a deep breath. And I want you to think about fitness as the art of movement. I want you to bring some calmness into your life and understand that you can have health and well-being and not become overwhelmed by trying to get to health and well-being. Whoa, that would be cool. That would be amazing. You'd probably be all in for that, right? When the fitness industry came about, it came about because we needed to figure a way to move more. Our bodies were beginning to suffer. Think about it. Heart problems, high blood pressure, obesity rates. Have you noticed over the years? And maybe you probably haven't, because what? It's not for you to remember all this stuff. It's not for you to know this stuff. It's for me to know this stuff and to share it with you. But our obesity rates have increased an alarming amount that we have some states now that are greater than 30%. That's crazy to sit there and wrap your head around it, that a state has greater than 30% of people who are considered obese. But most of the time, we can take care of it by simple steps, simple strategies, simple systems. But we complicate our life because of the busyness. And we hear the word fitness and we freak out. Now, some of you may already have it down pat, but guess what? You can still incorporate the art of movement into your life and impact your health and well-being. That's ultimately your goal, because you don't want your body to suffer. As a being, we have been slowly destroying our bodies, not only letting down ourselves, but God himself. He created our body. Do you realize that the body that he gave us is for us to live in when we're here on earth? He said, this is your house. It's our temporary home here on earth. But you're to take care of it. But we don't do that because we do get stuck in the busyness. We get stuck in all the to-dos. We get stuck in, I have to go do all of this because, well, I have to. We really don't have a reason. We just say we have to. Think about your reasons. That's for another episode. But have the conversation with yourself. Jim Rohn says this, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. It's your temporary home here on earth. God gifted. How are you caring for your well-being, your body, the art of movement? When your body dies and can no longer work, your time here on earth, it's finished. Now, with innovations and science and all of this and how we've progressed, yes, you can still maybe be alive, but what's your quality of life? I think most of us would agree that we would want to have a strong quality of life than just to be breathing. Breath is important, but the quality has got to be there too. God wants you to have a bountiful life, a blessed life. But you can't have it without the art of movement. Because part of his creation in you is to move. Your body requires movement. How does that movement benefit you as a mom, as a wife, as an entrepreneur, as a woman? Well, let's break it down a little bit. Let's see, movement and a mom. Okay, well, how about if you've got young ones, what? You're chasing them. You're playing with them. You're dressing them, you're holding them, you're loving them. You're flying them up as Superman in the air and catching them. That's one way movement benefits you as a mom. What about as a wife? Oh, I love this one. Intimacy. True love. Yes, between you and your husband. Intimacy. Movement is important in that. You know what I mean. Wink, wink. Come on. What about as an entrepreneur? It helps you establish that creative space, that energy, the enthusiasm as, I can get this done. And how does movement benefit you as a woman, as a female, as a woman of impact? One way is physical strength. If you're shopping at a box store, if you're going to the grocery store and lifting things, that gallon of milk is not getting any lighter just because you're getting older. Movement is essential in our daily living. But we don't think about that. We hear the word fitness. We hear the word exercise, which is equivalent to work. And with that, we put on the brakes and we're like, I can't do anymore. But if this is essential to your well-being, is it worth your time to figure out and understand the art of movement for you? Is it worth your time? What do you think? What comes to mind? Gosh, the art of movement. Could this really impact me? You can live your life exponentially, but you must include the art of movement. So what does that look like for you? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Love it, flex it, own it. Love it, flex it, own it. It just kind of rolls off your tongue. So we got to break this down because it's important that you understand the art of movement because everybody can use this. You can teach your children this. One story I heard from a girlfriend is that she doesn't use the word exercise or fitness with her children. She focuses on movement and that this is what we're going to do and this is how we do it. And yes, technically they are quote unquote exercising. They're performing fitness stuff, but they don't think along those lines. Her goal is that as they grow older, this is something that they just keep within their lifestyle. Because you see, she had an issue growing up. And one of her family members got sick and did not make it. And they figured that it was because of her obesity. She doesn't want her children to have the excuse, the built-in excuse where we hear fitness and exercise and we freak out, hear work, and we walk away from it. Oh, we're good for a couple weeks. Oh, we're good because we got to run that 5K. Oh, we're good because I'm practicing that marathon. What happens when you're done with it and you decide you're not going to do another marathon because your knee hurts now? The art of movement. So let's talk about the KISS and break it down. Love it, flex it, own it. Number one, love it. Find something you enjoy or something you already do. So for example, let's say you enjoy bicycling. You and your children can go bicycling. You and your hubby can go for a ride. You may have, you know, a bicycle in your garage and it just has full of dust bunnies. You can go and you can take it if you don't think it's working well and go have somebody look it over. Maybe if you need new tubes in the tire, that's not going to be real expensive. But guess what? That's movement that you can do that you enjoy. You're outside. You're getting vitamin D. You're feeling the wind against you. You feel taller. Because you are. You're sitting on a bike. You're riding. You can do this. So love it. Maybe it's something you already do. Maybe it's grocery shopping. Well, we all have to eat, right? Of course we do. So maybe you live close enough where you can go grocery shopping. And instead of driving your vehicle, you can walk to the grocery store. I know you're probably sitting here going, well, come on, I've got a family of five. That's okay. You may have to go two or three times. But even if you were to go once a week, your run and your run to the grocery store was literally you just walking to the grocery store, getting what you need and coming back. You could even take your children if you wanted to. And if your children are old enough, or let's say you go with you and your hubby and you have a puppy dog, well, you can take the puppy dog with you. The hubby or you can stand outside with the dog, go do your quick shopping and come back out. You needed to get it done anyway, but now you're loving it because you're incorporating everything into something you already do. And it doesn't seem like work, yet it is fitness and yet it is exercise. So simple. So love it. Find something you enjoy. Maybe it's just playing tag outside or playing ball with the puppy dog. You know, all those little gadgets that they sell in the pet stores, I just have to laugh because I look at them and I'm like, They're just lazy gadgets. It's back to convenience again. You don't need a ball thrower. You're the ball thrower. And if your dog is learning and hasn't picked it up, guess what? You get to go and get it yourself. Love it. Number two, flex it. Oh, this is a fun one. This is where you're connecting the mind and the muscle. What are you engaging in? So let's go back to grocery shopping because I left you there. You got to buy that gallon of milk. When you pick up that gallon of milk, how do you pick it up? Crazy question, right? Well, I don't know, Christiane. I just pick it up. The next time you buy your gallon of milk, think about it. How do you pick it up? Do you pick it up by your wrist? Where it's just holding on, you just grip it and it's wrapped around your fingers? Or when you grip that, do you feel that your bicep is engaged and you're pulling it up towards you and you feel it? Whoa, yeah, I feel strong. There's a difference. It's the mind-muscle connection. And you're doing it because you love it. So if we look at bicycling and you're like, okay, this is great, but I don't understand, then how do I flex it? When you're on the bicycle, what muscles are you using? You need to engage those muscles, not just like, okay, yeah, I'm just kind of going through the motions here because I can. It's convenient. The pedals are easy and I'm just going on a straight stretch. Well, if you keep practicing on a straight stretch, that's not how real life is. So when you really think about, okay, wait, I'm moving these. Oh, my calves. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, if I squeeze my gluteus maximus, wow, I'm really engaging. I'm sitting differently. I'm really using all my leg muscles, not just one leg muscle or my big toe because I can, because I'm on a straight stretch. Flex it. Connect the mind and muscle. And number three, own it. Own it. It's you. This is where it's one. It's all of you. The love it, flex it, own it. Here at Create Your Now, we talk about what? The mind, the body, and the spirit. That's the own it. That's when you're saying, yeah, I got this. I'm standing taller. Think about when you're at work or even if you're in the kitchen and you're cooking dinner or better yet, you're doing the dishes because none of us like to do the dishes, right? That's probably one job you'd like to hire out, the dishes and the laundry. Because I don't know about you, but they seem to multiply. Between the laundry and the dishes, it just multiplies. You blink and it's like, I just did them. But they multiply in my house. So if you're standing in the kitchen and you're doing dishes, you're like, yeah, so what? Well, you kind of have to do the dishes, right? Yes, you do. Because otherwise you're just going to get this huge stack and it's going to become yucky and you know, not good. So if I'm going to do the dishes anyway. It's something I'm doing, so I'm just going to adopt it. I'm going to love it. But when I'm standing there, think about the muscles I'm using. When you're scrubbing that pan that you burnt the spaghetti sauce with, because I did that recently. I got a little distracted in my multitasking. Confession. And when you're scrubbing that bottom of that pan and you're scrubbing, think about the muscle that you're engaging, the mind-muscle connection, that's the flex it. And then you own it. And you're like, yes, I'm doing this. And then what, you get more intense. The own it is intensity. And you're like, I'm all in. I'm here. I'm doing it. Yes. Success. I'm living exponentially. And I don't feel like I'm working. I don't feel like I'm just exercising. I'm not killing myself in the gym every single day. The art of movement. Love it. Flex it. Own it. One example I have to give you. Because if I don't, I will kick myself later. But even though we're going over a little bit here, and I know we are, but our Power Pack Wednesdays are truly Power Packed. So here's one. And all of you, every single woman and man even, can relate to this for those men who are listening. When you're walking to the grocery store, and I'm talking from your car to the grocery store. Yes, if you can walk from your home to the grocery store, more power to you. Okay, that's awesome. And I would love for you to be able to do that. I can do that here. I live in a rural town. We just recently had a grocery store built here. It's tiny, but if I want just that gallon of milk because we just ran out or that loaf of bread or whatever I need, the eggs, for me, it's more like eggs. I need my eggs. Then I can run to the grocery store and my running is literally walking to the grocery store and coming back. But when you park somewhere, whether you're going to run into the grocery store or where you're going to run into the convenience store, the like Target or Walmart or Costco, you know, your big box stores, et cetera, Sam's Club, wherever you're shopping at the malls, I want you to think about the muscles you're engaging. Most of us don't engage any muscle. Think about it when you're walking. Maybe you're walking right this second. What muscle are you engaging? I want you to tighten your gluteus maximus. Tighten those glutes. Come on. I want you to feel them tight, tight, tight. I want you to tuck under on your hips. Come on, tuck them under. You don't get a bootay because you're sticking out your lower back. All you're doing is creating a C curve, and that's going to bring harm to you later in life. You need to tuck those hips under. Stand tall. Keep that head tall. And it may even feel like you're a little stuck up. Because why? You have a string from the middle of your head pulling you all the way up to the sky as if God's pulling you, saying, I got you. I got you right here, baby girl. He does. But you're tall. And you see, like, you feel like you've already grown like 3 inches. Yes, you have. Because guess what? Now you're engaging your neck muscles. You're just walking into a store. And guess what? The art of movement is happening. If you're carrying your purse, think about carrying your purse. What? Own it. Understand how you're gripping that purse and holding it. Now, of course, this is going to take some time. But if you can start with the art of movement and pick one thing, and my one suggestion for that one thing would be is when you're walking from your car into work, your car into the grocery store, your car into church, your car into the dance studio, your car into the gym, no matter where you're going, start with just that walk and think about the love it, the flex it, the own it, the art of movement. You can make a difference in your health by what you're doing in your daily life. We've talked about these. The strategies, the systems, the tools that you can use. But you may not know what that looks like exactly for you. Maybe you're overwhelmed. Maybe you're caught in your busyness. And all this sounds great, but in all honesty, you know that you just don't know. You're just a little confused, and that's okay. Maybe you would appreciate some help, maybe to gain some clarity, to be able to have actual systems put in place that are specific to your needs so you can live out your dreams, your passion, your purpose in life, and to be present in everything you do. Let's have a health strategy session together. Come on, you know you want it. You're sitting here and you've heard some of these Power Pack Wednesdays and you're like, gosh, I just need a direction in this area. I kind of have this one, but I'm not sure here. Let's set up a time. And it starts with you. I have my hand outreached to you. I'm offering it, but it's up to you to jump and say, okay, I'm here. I'm ready to take a stab at the art of movement. I'm ready to talk about the essentials in a fit life. I'm ready to figure out what I need to do starting right where I am. Because quite frankly, the idea of fitness and exercise freaks me out. It's work. And I've tried it, but then I dump it. And I go in my closet and I say, Christiane, I have nothing to wear. Was that you this morning? Did you stand in your closet and said, I don't know, I have nothing to wear? I want you to look in that mirror and I want you to love your reflection. It can start today. You and me, let's set up a health strategy session together. Click on the link. Let's do this. What are you waiting for? One step leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.